to order. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Beebe? Here. Councilmember Morgan?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Thank you. According to Council Rule 3.4, this is a time to vote on the approval of the agenda. The standing rules require that the consent agenda come at the end of the program, at the end of the meeting. I move that the consent agenda is placed at the end after new business as per Council Rule 3.12. And with that change, we approve the agenda. Do I have a second?
I'll second you, Pat.
Thank you.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. So the first thing on the agenda is public comments. Those people wishing to address council, please come up to the podium and state your name and city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Leslie.
Leslie Cooley, Black Diamond. I'd like to thank May Miller on the budget workshop. It was very informative to hear where all of the general fund expenditures and revenues coming from. Recognized a lot of work that has gone into those numbers, and her ability to explain the background behind those numbers was very informative. I did notice Andy Williamson's reaction when asked about the code enforcement officer and encouraged the council to address it during the budget cycle. I've also noticed that some items which have been sent to the committee at last meeting are now on the agenda. I would like to know from the committee chairs that it was sent to, when you discussed those items in your committees and what discussion happens. I have also been encouraged by seeing events that have brought the community together, from the outpouring of support for the community center auction to the citizens and some of the candidates at the election forum. If you are looking for some other ways to become involved and enjoy our small town feel, October 29th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Black Diamond Community Center, the Sons of Italy are having a dinner fundraiser celebrating, I believe, their 80th birthday. $15 a ticket, ages 6 to 12 is $7. Under 6 is free. I also saw out on Facebook the 86 Club is hosting a pediatric intensive care, interim care center dinner and fundraiser at the Eagles Hall on November 11th from 6 to 10. Looks like it'll be a fun day, $7 a plate, and it will help the pediatric interim care center. Also in November is the traditional community Thanksgiving dinner and December tree lighting and hometown Christmas. So please come on out and look for ways to be involved and keep that hometown spirit.
Is there anybody else? Cheryl?
Hello, everybody. I'm Cheryl Hansen. I'm representing the Black Diamond Community Center. I'm the director. I live in Snoqualmie, but that doesn't have anything to do with any of you. So I'm here to thank you, Mayor, Council people. Last year, the Black Diamond Community Center was not in your budget. I was competing with King County Dog Animal Control. It wasn't a good thing for us. So this year, item number 39, general government expenditures, $10,000 for insurance. Wonderful. We need you. Oh. Obviously, therefore, that's a good thing. The Black Diamond Community Center has got to have a foundation. The foundation is our insurance. I cannot do anything. I can't feed people. I can't have a daycare. I can't do anything without a foundation, which is insurance. This is from NPIP. It's one of the best rates ever. That's a nonprofit insurance agency that gives us the best deal ever. So thank you for your $10,000. Now I want to tell you, the Black Diamond Community Center is a place for all everybody, and Black Diamond is a place to call home, but sometimes our clients need help with affordable daycare, which we have, rental assistance. They want to live here, but sometimes they need some help. Puget Sound energy bills, water bills, prescription drug help for our seniors, gas vouchers, let alone the food. So by you supporting me, us, the Black Diamond Community Center, with your $10,000 from my foundation, we get to help all the people that we do. We've been in business over 33 years. After 25 years of doing what King County said we should do, we own our building, we own our land. Yay. That is wonderful. Don't pay rent, don't have to pay taxes, I'm a nonprofit. Gotta have insurance. So, get my message? I cannot do what we do for all the people that we do it for, all the little kids in our daycare, that your kid, we help graduate him. He's a good kid because of our daycare. I'm just telling you. He might have been a delinquent, but he's not because of Helen Bittner.
Ever so humble.
Yeah, I am. Nobody'd ever call me that. We are thankful to all of you. Please keep us in your budget. We need the help so that we can do all the things we do. There is not a city or town in the Washington state that does not have a community center or a food bank. We are it. We will help anybody with what you need. So I need your $10,000. And if you have more, I'll take it. Any questions?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Pat?
Pat Nelson, Black Diamond. Sorry. I'm excited right now. There's a good buzz going around the city. You're contagious. We were at their fundraiser. I got prime rib. Thank you. My birthday was awesome. We spent some money. We got some cool gifts. This city has so much to offer. I'm excited about what's happening. I've talked to a lot of residents in the past couple weeks. The momentum of how this city is going is amazing. The new residents that are coming are going to be just as excited as I am about what I've seen this week. The new police department, the new police officers, I mean, are just stellar. We've got everything we need here. We've got a fearless leader. We've got Andy. We got May, the people that keep this city going. And one thing I'm excited about is the people that actually show up. That's what means the most to me. When you show up, you show you care. And if you can't show up, it speaks volumes. But those that show up truly show they care about the city. And the exciting thing is, in talking to the community, and a lot of people already been here, they are excited what's happening. They're excited for those that show up, those that want to do work, those that want to get things done. I'm going to finish in time as you look at the clock. But for those of you that are doing the right thing for the city, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the community center. Thank you for Andy and all you guys do. Please, you guys are awesome. This is the best city ever, and I'm excited for what's coming. Thank you.
Pam?
Mayor, Council, Pam McCain, Black Diamond, Washington, also the chairman of the Planning Commission here in Black Diamond. For any of us that went to the town hall meeting, a great topic of conversation was transportation. I think our whole lives were probably going to be very concerned with that. And transportation, of course, is not an issue that stands alone. It was suggested, as I continue to come before you and talk about passage of the comp plan, I too am getting weary of standing up here month after month with 8 consecutive Planning Commission meetings canceled by the council because we don't have the money to pay for the transportation element. Therefore, our comp plan, which was due June of 2015, is severely past due. Pat Pepper suggested that maybe the Planning Commission could concentrate on another issue. I don't know another issue that's more important to the citizens of this town and the proper functioning of our city than the comp plan. And just to prove my point, I reached out today to the PSRC and talked to Michael Huebner there. And, of course, the PSRC is comprised of four different counties, King, Pierce, Snohomish, and Kitsap County. Of all of those counties, Black Diamond is one of three cities, only three, that has not complied with the comp plan. It's embarrassing because it's us, it's Edgewood and Roy. The total population of Roy is 893 people. So if you imagine a puzzle, there's just a great big black hole where Black Diamond is. And the problem with that is this, as per Michael Huebner, because we have not even presented a first draft of our comp plan, we are out of the running for the federal transportation funds that we could normally be considered for. So every person in this room who was concerned and had valid questions about the transportation issues here in Black Diamond, all we have to do is look to this ineffective council, and that does not include the mayor, Mayor Benson, look to this council who won't move that forward because we will not get another dime of federal money because we are out of compliance. Pat Pepper, there is no more pressing issue in this city than the comp plan. Furthermore, because we are so far out of compliance, he believes that the Department of Commerce has taken us off the list for any state funding. So for anyone who's getting tired of me talking about the comp plan, I'm getting tired of talking about it too. But until we get our act together, and I think the most important legislative duty of this council is to make sure that we are in compliance with whatever the state or the federal government asks of us so that we can be on board and offer our citizens exactly what they deserve.
Is there anyone else? Yes.
Trip Hart from Edom Cloth. I actually have two things to mention. The Rotary Clubs of the World are trying to raise $150 million to eradicate polio. It's a worldwide, the largest health initiative in the world. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation will be matching any gifts that we make 2-to-1. For this month, the district club of Rotary for this region will match Edom Claw Rotary's gifts 1-to-1. So if anybody here wants to give $10, which in effect will be really giving $40 to help eradicate polio, there are 11 cases left in the world, 3 countries are infected, but the Gates, Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation, they're going to be putting forward $450 million. It's going to still take billions of dollars to wipe out the wild polio vaccine. We still have to immunize everybody, say, in India for 3 years, or it takes 3 years to be clean. It's a huge effort, but this is a 3-year effort of raising money to try to eradicate polio. We'd like anybody who's willing to join that effort, you're being matched 3-to-1 for this month, and then after this month, 2-to-1. I'm also coming to you on SOHAP, Habits for Happiness. I see some familiar faces because 3 years ago we launched this, and there are some city officials and city staff who were part of our initial video. And for those who don't know it, I hand out this to council members, but there's flyers in the back corner there. Also, there'll be a little card for the polio plus too. But this is about thinking in terms of what can make somebody happy. And science has been studying mental illness for centuries and centuries, and it's only been a couple decades that they've actually studied the opposite side of the curve. SOHAP has picked out 5 habits that we contend science shows really is the benefit that will lead you to long-term happiness. And really, what's the greatest predictor for long-term happiness? Good social connections. That's the greatest predictor. So how can you have good social connections? Well, 5 practices. Being grateful, being positive, being mindful with meditation, perhaps, performing random acts of kindness, and then also being physically well, eating well, being physically active. So if you can incorporate those 5 habits more so in your life, we're all kind, we're grateful, but can you have more of that? Gratitude is the greatest virtue, some people say. And we have this year, we're having 5 workshops at the Info Library. They're the first Saturday of every month from 10:30 to 11:30. And then also a book read, the third Wednesday at the library from 7 to 8:30. You can go to our website, sohap.com, to see all this. We have George Colburn, Black Diamond's very own George Colburn, leading us on gratitude. He's going to be part of, we have guest speaker. Carol Decker, who fought sepsis, is going to be talking about positive experiences. She's a triple amputee and blind. Meditation, elementary school counselors for the Enumclaw School District. Mike Nelson, the Enumclaw Superintendent, and Kim Oey from Natural Jubilees for help. Thank you very much.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Kristen?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name's Kristen Bryant, and I'm from Bellevue. Thank you for the opportunity to address you this evening. As someone who does have a regional focus but also grew up in Black Diamond, I am very concerned about the traffic issues as well, and I see that you have the DKS contract still under consideration. The traffic to get out here, as you know, from people who work in the nearby cities or and the not so nearby cities is can get pretty horrendous, and it's important to do the traffic plan correctly. And I know that that's been a big part of what's taking time to move forward with the comprehensive plan, because there's some disagreement on how to get there. So a few notes I wanted to mention. I have been at many council meetings where the mayor has interrupted council meetings or council members speaking, interrupted their discussion of items, disagreed with their proposals in a way that doesn't allow the discussion to occur. And this has happened on many items, and it did happen on a DKS traffic consultant contract. That's been a major factor in the issues around moving it forward. As far as I could see from the idea of asking for revisions to that before council voting on it seems to be really something the mayor doesn't agree with, and to the point that she's not chairing the meeting with civility and allowing council members to speak, which is their right. The traffic contract would have been done 2 years ago if the mayor had not ended a contract with Berger ABAM, who had this under their scope of work and was working with DKS. I'd urge the council to be careful, because DKS did apparently do out-of-scope work. So when the city ended the contract with Berger ABAM and didn't use the money spent for them there on doing the comprehensive plan, DKS came to the city for their payment, and the city had to negotiate a settlement. I think that if there were public notice issued of the committee meetings, which the mayor also has refused to do, then the DKS contract could have moved faster. And at the last meeting of this council, the mayor said that there were things that were proposed for the DKS contract that DKS would not agree to, but I understand
Your
that
time
they did,
is up.
So hopefully this will move forward. Thank you.
Stern, Black Diamond. Good evening, Mayor and Council members. I want to thank the Maple Valley and Black Diamond Chambers of Commerce for putting on the public debate. Thank you to the candidates for attending and answering the citizens' questions. For shame to those who did not attend, thus disregarding and denying the citizens' opportunity to talk with them. Their absence affirms my belief that they cannot function without a prepared script. And for shame for not attending, as I feel that it was disrespectful and disregarding to the offices for which they are running. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing? Nancy.
Good evening. I'm Nancy Rogers. I'm a land use attorney with Karen Cross and Hemblin, and my office is in Seattle. I'm here tonight on behalf of Oak Point. As you know, we were here a couple of weeks ago, and I'm here for the same reason tonight, which is approval of the final plat, which is on your agenda. I understand that some of you, perhaps all of you, have now taken site tours of the property and been able to see the improvements out there. You've also had 3 weeks to review the extensive and detailed staff report that's been put together for you, explaining how this final plat application does indeed meet all of the requirements of the preliminary plat. I'm not going to go into all the legal standards that I went into a couple of weeks ago, just to summarize, say it is a ministerial, non-discretionary decision. We're excited to get this final plat approved and to start bringing new residents to the city of Black Diamond, and I look forward to your approval this evening. Thank you.
James?
I would like to call out to the Public Works Department. Last week I was working on replacing my pressure reducer going to my house.
You didn't say your name.
Pardon me?
You didn't say your name.
James Stout, Black Diamond, live off of Abrams and Mason Street. And so when I undug my valve, I saw that my water meter was leaking. And I, while I was standing in the hole, I called the city, and they had a public works person out, but within less than 30 minutes. They worked on that. They were unable to fix it. They replaced the meter immediately, and that was pretty amazing. And considering that the public works department, you know, these people haven't had a cost of living raise in 8 years, and as you're working on the budget, you need to really think about that and see what you can do to resolve that so they can have a pay increase. Also, a couple days later, had a delivery at my house, and the guy was honking his horn, and the reason he was honking his horn is because I had a neighbor's pit bull was in my yard. And would not let the driver out of his truck. Called 911. Within minutes, I'm connected with the police. And in just a very short period of time, this officer shows up, takes care of everything. And I just want to give kudos to our Public Works Department and our police department. Thank you very much.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council?
Robin.
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. The whole Berger AFAM and DKS issue can be researched and found to be, find the facts online in the city's record. Suffice it to say that it is nothing what Kristen Bryant said it was. You can research it for yourself online in the record under the minutes, under the audio, anything you want to see, it'll be online there on the city's website. As far as the comp plan and what the chair of the Planning Commission stated about the being out of the running for federal grants and probably out of the running for grants from the Department of Commerce or the state, I find absolutely appalling. The DKS issue could be laid squarely at the feet of Morgan Weber and Pepper and at nobody else's. They have stalled repeatedly the DKS contract. Now I see it's on the revised agenda. I have no idea. I didn't print it out, the DKS contract. I don't know if the small changes that needed legal review in it are in that contract from the work study or the town hall meeting, so I don't know if it's in there. But I think it's important that tonight, in whatever form it's in, it needs to get passed so we can get back into compliance with the state requirements and the Growth Management Act and get our comprehensive plan that's 2.5 years late, that we can get that passed so that in a couple of years we can actually start working on the next one coming up. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public. Is there somebody? Oh, Bob.
Bob Edelman, Black Diamond. I just wanted to remind everyone we're in what some people call the silly season. That is election season. We have two elections coming up, and it's important that everyone stick to the issues, understand the issues.
Mr. Edelman, you're out of order.
In what way?
Political discussion is not allowed during
This is not a political discussion. I'm talking about every citizen's duty to vote, their responsibility, their rights. We have two elections coming up. We have the general election, November, and a recall election, December 8th. I want to remind everyone of those elections, and please consider the issues carefully and cast your vote. Thank
no
you.
Political speech.
We have a First Amendment here in this United States.
He's not advertising for any candidate. He's just recognized the dates.
I didn't say vote for or vote against. If anyone wants to know how I'm going to vote.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. The first thing on the agenda is the resolution granting final plat approval, and I wanted to point out that Andy Williamson, Alex Campbell, and Dan Irwin of RH2 and myself met 3 hours on Tuesday with Erica Morgan, and this afternoon she had asked for 4 specific documents. This afternoon we emailed those 4 documents to her. So before, I just wanted you to know that we had met with her and that Pat Pepper went out with Andy and went through the site. So Andy, Mr. Williamson.
Well, I am so happy to be here tonight. I am grateful for you to consider this final plat. I got 2 of those. Y'all see, a little ailment of my health, what things are. But as we head in here, so if you remember, I came to you, 2 weeks ago, made our first presentation. You got the information a week before that. But I would like to acknowledge that Councilmember Pepper did take a site visit, and I think it was very good, as did Councilmember Aditi, Councilmember Edelman. Mr. Weber had a family illness, but he was scheduled to meet with us, but wasn't able to make that. And we did have a great meeting with Councilmember Morgan, and we spent 3 hours and went through a lot of the details and really got in depth, and I think it was a really good meeting. So before you, again, tonight, you have our staff report, you have the final plat. All those copies were remade again for you that we went through there. We did, Councilmember Morgan, for the record, did ask for some PDR material, which we are comprising to get that to her. But the due date, the final action date for this plat that has to be approved, denied, or sent back for revision by this council is October 30th. So if you'll refer to the letter that the plaintiff's attorney gave us last time we were here, that it did, the date was October 30th. So what we are here tonight is this is your last regular scheduled meeting to meet with those things. We're looking for approval. Staff still stands behind the staff report. I'm not sure if any of you have reached out to Attorney Linehan. I'm not privy to any of that information. But until today, we had received no questions on final plat. So in our world, that would mean that we were ready to move forward with approval tonight. So we didn't hear any questions. Councilmember Morgan sent some questions. We had worked with those. She sent some additional stuff, but we haven't heard anything. I didn't bring my other consultants with me tonight, so if there's technical things, we're here to answer the questions as best we can, but there was no questions from any of the council members to us as staff. So, again, the deadline is October 30th.
Councilmember Pepper.
I would like to move to approve the resolution AB 17057 A, granting final plat approval for 10 Trails PP1A Division 1 subdivision. Do I have a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? May we have a roll call vote?
Councilmember Deedy?
Aye.
Councilmember Morgan?
Aye.
Councilmember Edelman?
Aye.
Councilmember Weber?
Aye.
Councilmember Pepper?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Mayor, and so I do really do want to thank the council for your hard work. You all did dive into this and did your research, and we're grateful for that, and it's a good process. And thank you for all this
time. We're grateful for your work. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Your whole department.
So the next item on the agenda is the skateboard operating procedures that I presented to you last week. That is King County requires them to get to them in November so that we can vote on them before December, so King County can vote on them before December. Is that Councilmember Morgan?
Thank you, Chairman Benson. I move that the resolution is removed from committee and amended as follows. The amendment for the resolution on the agreement with South County Area Transportation Board. There is a section 2 added. The section 2 says the city council has no confidence in the mayor as the city's representative and does not support Mayor Benson as the city's representative on the South County Area Transportation Board. Do I have a second?
Second.
Councilmember Deedy.
So I would definitely like a conversation on this.
Yes.
What is the,
May I speak to my motion, please?
You haven't been recognized.
So I'd like to know what the reasoning is from Mr. Weber, from Councilmember Pepper, Councilmember Edelman, and Councilmember Morgan, because I did not agree. I've been to almost every skateboard meeting, and she does an excellent job. So unless you've been, I mean, I really want to know what she has done that you feel that she is not capable of being at this meeting. And I'm sure that each of you should have a really good reason to state why somebody shouldn't be on that board. Otherwise, I'm going to say Erica can't be on the weir. I mean, come on.
Councilmember Deedy.
I mean, Edelman.
Gosh. I'm going to change my name.
After last meeting.
This piece of paper is outrageous. This is making a political statement in a governmental interlocal agreement.
Amen.
That is regional. The politics of this crazy city does not enter into an interlocal agreement. You can have your opinion. You are entitled to your opinion, but you don't put it in an interlocal agreement. We know you don't like the mayor. We know you don't have any confidence in her. But this is not the place to put it. So this is outrageous, and it should not be added to the contract or to the agreement.
So you had it added to the resolution, not the agreement, right?
I had it added to the resolution.
Still okay, Councilmember Morgan.
And may I speak to my amendment?
Yes.
Oh, good. So I agree with Black Diamond taking part in the skateboard because traffic is one of the major issues for our region now and for our massive development that is coming and that is planned. It's going to be a major contributor to the traffic situation for our citizens and the citizens of the neighboring cities into the future. Our Mayor Benson is currently chairing these meetings. I cannot support Mayor Benson's participation as Black Diamond's representative on any regional boards or committees. Number one, I cite her record of disrespecting the will of Black Diamond citizens, substituting instead the agenda of the developer. Number two, I cite the history of the Roberts Drive improvements and sidewalk being held back over several years, almost losing the grant money, waiting for the developer's schedule to accommodate their water main. Number three,
I cite the secret backroom decisions that moved the water main from the pipeline road to the Roberts Drive, contrary to the city's comprehensive plan, along with a backroom staff decision to override the city council in their wisdom that the water, that the main water main crossing a 100-year-old bridge as the only water source for as many as 15,000 future residents did not serve those future citizens properly. Number four, I cite how she disrespected the council in the public at a regional meeting she chaired, making the participants from the other cities uncomfortable with this unaccustomed breach of common government protocol. Black Diamond's council members are sadly expecting the unseemly behavior from this mayor. Number five, I cite how she disrespected her council and blindsided us with the discharge of the tri-party building services agreement with no pre-heads up as to any issues with the participants before she just discharged them abruptly. Number six, I cite how she disrespected her council and provided 144 redacted pages on the water comp plan update when we were asked for what this company, when we asked for what this company had produced for the previous $70,000. That was all the pages of the document. By the way, she was asking us to vote on spending another $30,000 more money on this project with this contractor. We did not vote for spending that $30,000 more money on this project with this contractor, but it was reported to me recently that there is still $30,000 in that fund now. Where did it come from? The State Health Department Clean Drinking Water Authority agreed the council should be allowed to see the product that the citizens' dollars had paid
point of
for.
Order, Mayor.
And
my
that
point,
any extension.
My point is this has nothing to do with skateboard and approving an interlocal agreement.
And that any extension of the expired road.
I would like to call a recess.
Just a question.
How about we just, all those in favor?
I don't think Councilmember Morgan is finished with what she.
I called the question.
You can call a question any time and discussion must be stopped. All those in favor. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor. They have no power over where I volunteer.
I know.
This is
exactly.
A volunteer board.
Exactly.
They have no power. They can put anything in the resolution they want to. All those in favor.
Aye.
Opposed.
No.
Motion carried.
It's fine.
Let's read. Let it go. Let's read the motion.
No to that. Crazy.
Let it go.
Okay.
The next item is a resolution authorizing a professional service agreement with DKS, Mr. Botcher. You can stay there, Sally.
Thank you. I'm just going to cover a little bit of the recent logistics so you understand where the document and how it was developed. We had the memo that has been circulated to council from DKS dated October 12th. So Exhibit A and Exhibit B, Exhibit A being the scope, was just cut and pasted directly out of that memo. Also, Exhibit B being the budget and for each task was also cut and pasted right out of the DKS memo. So normally we would have a contract on time and expense not to exceed. This is a contract that is lump sum. And so I made some of the changes, straightforward at the end of the DKS memo. They had administrative or terms and conditions that they wanted included in the contract. I had our attorney insert those and eliminate any conflicts with our standard contract. So all of the terms and conditions that DKS was asking for, we included in this contract. As I understand, that was a, is it a, what was in the DKS memo is what this council feels is approvable, and that's what I've delivered to you. I have nothing further to add.
Councilmember Pepper.
I move to approve the amended contract per resolution AB 1756A, authorizing professional services agreement with DKS Associates. Do I have a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Councilmember Deedy.
So I have issues, and I'll pass this, but I have issues with the fact that Councilmember Pepper went to an agency and spoke on behalf of the council without ever bringing the issue up to the council with what you wanted to change and what your questions were. And if the council approved in an open public meeting of you going to a consultant and specifically asking questions on behalf of us, that was never done. There was never a moment where we all sat up here and discussed the questions you were going to go before DKS. So you took it upon yourself to speak on behalf of this council, and that is wrong. And also, this meeting that you have in here where it goes to a committee, it's not going to a committee. I've already stated, and so has Edelman, that we will be at this meeting with the consultants and the mayor. So it will be held here, and it won't be a committee meeting. It will be a special meeting of the council given within 24-hour notice of being here to meet with DKS.
Councilmember Morgan.
Weber.
Ding, ding. Third time's a charm. I know. We had an early meeting earlier. I just want to say thank Seth for being able to bring this forward tonight. I know our last meeting it was brought up that there was issue with whether it could be here tonight or not. So I appreciate you putting that work in and getting it in to us tonight. So
yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
So there's a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Nope. Roll call vote.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I want a roll call. Well, they haven't voted yet. You do the roll call after they vote.
No, you don't have to do it that way.
Well, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Roll call vote.
Councilmember Deedy?
Aye.
Councilmember Morgan?
Aye.
Councilmember Edelman?
Aye.
Councilmember Weber?
Aye.
Councilmember Pepper?
Aye.
Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is a resolution authorizing an interlocal agreement for jail services with the Yakima County Chief Kiblinger.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. What you have before you is a renewal contract with Yakima County for jail services. The original contract was passed in 2014. The increase for next year is 4%, bringing it up to just under $60 a day. We typically use Yakima County for long-term housing only. Same contract. The only difference with this one is it does allow for a continuous term up to 5 years. Except for increases in rates, which addendums would come just like Valicom.
So could you just state why we transport to Yakima?
It's half the price. Yeah.
Well, it's for long-term commitment, too.
Typically over 2 weeks, yep.
Yeah.
So I make a motion to adopt a resolution authorizing the mayor to execute an interlocal agreement with Yakima County Department of Corrections for inmate housing.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? Councilmember Weber.
So I read this earlier this week and would just like to clarify.
Yep.
So on the agenda bill, under the statement, the summary statement, it says this agreement has new language that provides a continuous term for up to 5 years instead of annual renewals, except when there is a rate increase and or language change. Mm-hmm. That I get. when you get into page six, under the duration of the agreement, it allows one party or the other, if they wish to terminate the contract, but it doesn't call out specifically a rate increase. There is a number 25 under billing and payment. There is a notice, it's under section 24 on that same page, that the rate, Yakima reserves the right to increase the daily rate with the understanding that they will provide the city 90 days written notification prior to said increase.
Correct.
So it doesn't necessarily, in this agreement, it doesn't sound specifically like if it goes up, they're going to give us our 90 days notice.
Yeah, typically with
I just read that summary, maybe a little weird.
Yeah. So typically Valleycom and any of our jail agreements, like today I got Valleycom's increase for next year. They guesstimated before then for budgeting purposes, but it'll come, an addendum will come every year if there's a rate increase, sometimes even if there's not, but typically it'll come October of every year. They'll send an addendum, a one-page attachment to this agreement to adopt, saying you accept it.
And so it'll be on the city's part if they decide to
correct. And then obviously if it goes up, I mean, we pay, their rates are $59.82, I think, per night. Enumclaw is 60, but typically Enumclaw won't house long-term offenders. It's a small jail. SCORE is almost 180 a night. So even if they went up, it's something I will always bring back to you, of course, for any rate increases, but it's still much.
Yeah, I just read that summary and reading through the agreement, it just kind of didn't seem to.
Yeah, I would bring, any rate increase would come before you.
Councilmember Morgan.
I'm sort of remembering half the cost of using a jail over here. Was there something about transportation? It was one of the reasons I know that I remember that it was for more long term, because then you wouldn't be driving back and forth so much. But
they only will provide transportation. I mean, they do pick up here. We have to arrange for it and back. So they provide the transportation.
Okay.
We don't do the transporting.
Councilmember Pepper.
I would like to amend, as required by standing rules of procedure, all items of new business are for first reading. This is a best practice that allows for the public and council to review all items, and I would like to move this item as for first reading and assign to the Government Operations Committee. Do I have a second?
I'll second you, Pat. I think that's the proper procedure.
Edelman.
I would like to know when the meeting is going to be, where it is going to be held, and you need to say that tonight.
Councilmember
Deedy. This can't go back into the great abyss like you guys do.
So I know for a fact that Councilmember Morgan has stated that they will not be advertising their committee meetings. So this goes to the abyss. It goes to wherever they do and whatever they do, because they stated that they don't have to advertise because it's just two members that show up, and that if you did come and you did happen to seek them out and find them, that you would not have a chance to do any comment because that is taking action. So they want you to stay away. They do not want you at these meetings. So you will not be found, you will not find them, and you will not be told where they're holding it, ever up here. So I would like to make a motion that we suspend the rules and we pass this tonight.
I second that motion.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. To suspend the rules?
Yes.
She needs jail service. She needs to send these guys somewhere. Unless you guys have got a house somewhere you want to hold them, they need to go somewhere.
There you go. Park them in their front yard.
Well, we have places to house. You're just going to pay double.
You're going to pay more. Now. Yeah. But what the heck? Taxpayers pay plenty right now, right?
So we have two yes. All those opposed?
No.
No.
Wow, I'm so
ridiculous.
Proud. Thank you.
You guys yes, are thank you.
So when is the meeting and where is it going to be and at what time?
There is no, you're not going to get an answer.
The next item on the agenda is a resolution, second addendum to, is a resolution approving the second addendum to prosecutor's contract with Kara Murphy Richards. And the reason for this contract addendum is the fact that they're going to be, as we talked about in the budget committee, is they're going to be longer hours. And so she is amending her contract to account for those longer hours in court. Mm-hmm. Councilmember Pepper.
I would move that this item is for first reading and assigned to the Government Operations Committee. Do I have a second?
I'll second you, Pat.
Thank you.
Councilmember Edelman.
I would like to know when this is going to come back to this council for approval, along with the previous one also. What kind of confidence do we have that you can bring this back at the next meeting?
So,
Councilmember D.
Do I get an answer?
So is it suspended or is it moved to the next meeting or is it moved out another month? That's what Janie Edelman's asking and that's what I'm asking. When does it come back? And it's what your citizens that you supposedly represent up here want to know. So Pat, smile about it, but tell us when and where it's coming back.
Councilmember Weber.
I support the motions that have been put forward. I personally would like to see this come back at our next regular scheduled council meeting if possible.
Nice. Do you want to make a motion about that? Or what do you want to do? Is it November 2nd? I don't know. November 2nd?
November 2nd will be the next meeting, yes.
So, Councilmember Pepper, since it was your motion, you can amend that motion to have it come back at the next meeting on November 2nd.
I would amend the motion. I move this item is for first reading and assigned to the Government Operations Committee to be brought forth for consideration November 2nd, 2017, at the regular council meeting. Is that the proper date?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The next item on the agenda is a resolution accepting stormwater capacity grant from the Department of Ecology. Mr. Botcher.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. This grant we have received before and was started as a way for the state to assist phase two cities, some of the smaller, medium-sized cities, in meeting their stormwater permit requirements. So it's available to us to supplement our efforts to meet our permit requirements. So the bullets listed down below on your council action bill show the types of things that are available for funding with this money. So we typically look for items that are discrete in that it's clearly identifiable as available for funding under this program. So we can also recover some of our time in the grant administration. There's $2,000 for that and $48,000 for getting the work done. So for the total for the grant, it's $50,000, and we're asking for your approval.
Councilmember Pepper.
I would like to postpone this till November 2nd and have this item for first reading and assigned to the Growth Management Committee. Do I have a second?
I'll second you, Pat.
Is there any further discussion?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Edelman.
Is this going to be another 12 to 18-month delay like we had this last go-round with our stormwater grant, that by the time we actually got off our Duff's and did something, the grant went from $50,000 down to $25,000. So I would highly recommend that this council bring these items back out of their committee meetings and bring them back for action at the November 2nd meeting.
Councilmember Weber.
So my understanding, that's what Councilmember Pepper stated to begin with, and also as far as the $50,000 going to $25,000, that was a state funding issue.
Had we approved it when they first did the $50,000, we may have had the $50,000. You don't know that. I don't know that.
So we're voting.
So there's a motion, a second on the floor. All those in favor to postpone it to the November 2nd meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. So now we are on to the consent agenda. So are we going to approve the consent agenda?
No.
Councilmember Weber?
I'd like to take these one at a time.
So what are you going to take first?
Wait, you've got to make a motion.
Let's see here. Well, we're going to do claim checks and then payroll and then the minutes.
Okay.
So as far as item one of the consent agenda under the claim checks.
Did you speak up, Brian?
Yeah, I got to get closer, sorry. Okay, under item one under claim checks. Good. I'd like to hold or pull, let's see, invoice number 45438. For Kenyon Dyson, and the reasoning for that is the same as it's been for months on end, that they're not recognized as the city attorney based on the serial contracts, and 45449 RH2 Engineering, and that is also the issue of serial contracting, and I would move that the rest of the claim checks be paid. Do I have a second?
I'll second you. Brian.
Councilmember Deedy.
Okay, so my understanding is you pulled those two, so we'll discuss them at the end of all this. And then we're voting on the rest of the consent items, the bills.
Yep.
Okay.
So all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Item number two on the consent agenda under payroll, I move that we pay the payroll.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Item three, I would move that we approve the minutes from the council special meeting of September 28th, 2017.
Second.
I would like to make a
Council comment. Member Pepper.
All right, on October 5th, 2017, is that what we're doing?
No, we're not doing that.
All right, never mind.
The one before.
Okay.
Those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And I would move that the minutes for council meeting on October 5th, 2017, be approved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we're on to department reports. Seth?
Mayor Benson, do we go back to the pulled items? Because he pulled them, so he just pulled them out, so now we still need to discuss them. Correct?
Well, I don't know what else you want to throw in for discussion. I gave my reasoning why they were not approved.
So once you gave your reasoning, then does the council then vote, or is it just one member that pulls them? Or is it Brenda?
I'm sorry.
Is it just one member can pull, and then you have a discussion, and then you either go back with...
you can come back to those at a later date.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Mayor.
Pardon me?
Go ahead.
Okay. Seth.
Okay. Oh, I'll just stay seated here. Thank you. I don't know if you realized how momentous this evening is with approval of these final plats. I started here over nine years ago when these were just getting launched, and I had the privilege of joining an incredible team of staff people to work with. So I want to commend Andy. He's stuck with this. He's very diligent. He has a high level of integrity, honest as the day is long, and he's a skillful manager. And so I want to cover a little of the history. Is, you know, this effort in the planning of this city, when they were faced with crumbling infrastructure, with no funds, no way to pay for things. The only thing they had was surrounding land. They preserved, with cooperating with King County, preserved thousands of acres in the Green River surrounding areas through the Black Diamond Urban Growth Area Agreement. Part of that agreement was also to preserve open space within the city. The problem was still a lot of the infrastructure was in very bad shape. We weren't meeting our Department of Health requirements, and so I think Andy was on the council at the time, these visionary people that were looking at how do we solve this. And at that time, entered into the Water Supply Facilities Funding Agreement. And then the city was able to start getting the adequate storage to meet fire flow requirements and start repairing and the infrastructure. That effort is still going on. But the funders of all of those improvements are the property owners and the future development. A few years ago, we had a finance consultant look at our utility rates. He said he has never seen a city that insulated its customers as and citizens as well as the city of Black Diamond from the impacts of development. Andy was involved in a lot of this this effort on the council meeting, and it was 8 years on the council, and people at the city recognized his high level of management experience and brought him on board to help shepherd these master plan developments. Now, these master plan developments, when I arrived, it was dealing with codes, updating codes, getting the comprehensive plan updated, and because you can't stay in a moratorium forever. Once that was done, then we were processing master plan development applications and staff reports and staff conditions. Then the hearings process started, the public process, and that lasted a long time. Then there was the various appeals. There was moving through lawsuits. And through all that process, Andy, Steve, and others were representing the city and representing us very well. He was a key contributor to the development agreement, which stands as a model. I'm not sure if other cities have been able to broker what we've brokered for the citizens. So now as we're entering into this implementation phase, we're very fortunate to have Andy managing the many facets of a very large project. And anyway, it's been a pleasure working with him.
So. I agree.
Is there any other staff wanting to make a report? Okay. So on Tuesday, I had already mentioned the meeting, 3-hour meeting that we had with Erica on the final plat. And Tuesday, I participated in the candidate forum at the Black Diamond Community Center, and my opponent decided not to show up. And on Wednesday, I participated in a candidate forum at the chamber luncheon, and my opponent did not show up for that debate either. And today, I attended the STEM fundraising luncheon in Enumclaw for the Enumclaw School Foundation. And that's the end of my report. Councilmember Deedy.
Okay, so just a reminder that this month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and it is not just a isolated issue at somebody's house. It is a community issue. And so if you hear your neighbor or you see something happening, or it's either verbal abuse or physical abuse, please call 911. Don't just say, it's not my issue, and just turn around and go away. So it is, again, a community issue. So please be aware of your surroundings and know what's happening. I did attend the iSTEM luncheon today with Mayor Benson and Councilmember Edelman. The chamber luncheon, I met with Judge Dane, court clerks, Police Chief Kiblinger, Fire Chief Smith, Chief Barlow, Mayor Benson, Councilmember Edelman, and Kara Richards, I believe it was, prosecuting attorney, and we just talked a little bit about safety issues here on if there was something, where does everybody go, what about the clerks, what about the judge. So it was a really good meeting. Mayor Benson and Edelman were there. I met with Andy Williamson. He took me on a tour out at Ten Trails, beautiful area. Excited to see the next phases of that. Met with Mae Miller to go over our finance. Went to the Community Center Harvest Moon dinner auction. I did the town hall, the work study on DKS. And that's all.
Councilmember Morgan.
Hi, yeah, thank you. I think maybe I'll say something about that, about our 3-hour meeting. For one thing, to get prepared for that 3-hour meeting, there were over 100 conditions of approval for the Division I of the first plat.
There were 91.
There were 91, plus there were 9 SEPA conditions of approval, and that adds up to 100 in my book. We went over every single one of them. I looked at the staff's answers. I looked at the developer's answers to those conditions. I knew those conditions fairly well. I can almost say who it was who got each one of those conditions of approval, got the hearing examiner to put those in, which is why it was really important to me to really understand what the staff's position was and to understand what was going on with those. I still do have a couple questions, which I'm sure that I'll eventually get around to looking at the answers that they're sending me. But I was confident to vote for the final plat.
Thank you. And Mr. Williamson, how many of those conditions of approval were put forth by city staff?
81, I believe. 80 something were. I can get you that number, but 80 came from city staff.
Thank you. Councilmember Edelman.
Okay, I started out, I also attended what I call the public safety meeting with the mayor, the judge, the police chief, the fire chiefs, the prosecuting attorney. Those are very profitable meetings because we sit down at one of these tables in this room and we talk about the real issues that are confronting these members of our staff. On the 11th, we had a pre-public issues committee meeting, which, as we've been talking about for years, is part of the Sound Cities Association. The pre-pick, as we call it, was with Ann McFarlane, who is a registered parliamentarian. She is the author of a book called Jurassic Parliament. So her classes tend to be, if you make a motion, it's a T-Rex. And if you make an amendment to the motion, it's another dinosaur of some variety, to where when you've got all of these amendments and changes and whatever, you got a whole lineup of dinosaurs, but it makes you remember what order, because you have to close out one before you can get back up to the T-Rex. The pre-pick was on public comment periods and council meetings, so it was very beneficial. Pat Pepper actually stole some of my thunder. She got copies of the handouts to the council before I could get them to them, but it was a good workshop. And then we had the pick. I'm going to talk about the pick action item at the end of my little speech, if that's okay with everybody. On the 12th, I attended the work study in the town hall. On the 17th was the candidate forum. There was a great turnout for that. Thank you, citizens. The chamber luncheon was yesterday with another candidate forum. Today, I also attended the iSTEM lunch with the Inumkloss School District and the Schools Foundation. It's been a busy couple of weeks. Now, something that we talked about 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, one of the items in the PIC upcoming agenda, it's a potential future action item, which means I have to vote next time, next month, when I go to the PIC. So I sent out an email to my fellow council members about this potential item, and what it is it's a policy position for the PIC to take for action, urging the Washington State Legislature to take action in 2018. And so I'm going to just hit the four bullet points. One is adjust the property tax cap, which right now is at 1%. Invest in public health services. And basically, the Sound Cities Association urges the legislature to fund the core public health services provided by local health jurisdictions. We had a major crisis a couple of years ago where even the city of Black Diamond had to chip in some money to the health department so that that South King County could have the health center stay open. Address the housing and homelessness crisis. We all know that's been in the news a lot. And then the Sound Cities Association urges the legislature to address other underlying causes of homelessness by making investments in our state's behavioral health system and enacting legislation to prohibit source of income discrimination. So I guess as part of the discussion, I'd like to know what my fellow council members feel about these issues. What do you want me to say when I go to the PIC next month?
Councilmember Deedee.
So I'll just go through each bullet. So I support the property tax, adjusting the property tax cap. On the core public health services provided by local health jurisdictions, so the Sound City Association urges the legislature to fund the core public health, I support that. We have public health agencies that travel out here to see our citizens in Black Diamond, Ravensdale, Hobart, and they need that funding. And without that funding, you get little kiddos that aren't getting the care that they need. You get the elderly that aren't getting their care. So I fully support that one. The Sound Cities Association urges the legislature to partner with us to address homelessness. I know homelessness is a big issue. You know, I've got a couple of them that live on my road. So it's an issue here in Black Diamond. It's an issue everywhere. It's not just where you see, oh, there's somebody out there that's living out on the street. You've got kiddos that are couch surfing, trying to find a stable place for them. So I fully support this issue. The Sound City Association urges the legislature to address other underlying causes of homelessness by making investments in our state's behavioral health system and enacting legislation to prohibit source of income discrimination. I fully support this. We really need all four of these, but my heart's in the last three that I read, and we need to back all of this. So, Jeannie, you have my vote there.
Thank you.
Councilmember Weber.
So out of those four bullet points on the first, or arrows on the first page, two through four I would support. I have an issue with the adjusting of the property cap tax. Now, I understand, obviously, going through the budget stuff at 1% is definitely not keeping up with inflation. But I wholeheartedly do not agree with tying it inflation plus population growth. You know, everything I hear is growth pays for growth. So I do not support, I would support possibly the inflation, but not plus population growth. Okay.
Councilmember Morgan.
So I'll just say I'm in Brian's camp.
You support all, so, okay, that's good.
Just the same thing.
Okay. Councilmember Pepper.
I see that this is for potential future action and possible action, and I think that the conversation needs to happen. I'd be very supportive of the conversation on all these agendas, the property tax, investing in public health services, and addressing housing and homeless. Nobody likes to pay more on their taxes, so I think I would be in support of a conversation about that. I don't know what I would vote for if I were. I'd like the conversation to happen. Do I have to have a vote, yes or no? Or?
No.
All I need is a consensus.
Yeah.
This isn't an up or down vote. All I need to know is that when I go back to the PIC meeting next month, I can say, we had a discussion in our city council, and this is how my council members feel. And then this will come up for a vote next month.
No, I understand that. But right now, we're just talking, and I'm saying the property tax issue, nobody likes to pay more property taxes. But on the other hand, we just went through the budget tonight, and the 1% tax gives us $15,000 or something. So I think that worth the conversation. I would like to know what the conversation is and how that goes, I guess.
Now, do you get the Sound Cities Association PIC packets in your email?
No.
You don't? Okay.
Maybe you could sign
I can
us up.
Forward them to yeah, okay. Or you can go on the Sound Cities Association website and look them up too. But I'll just start sending them to you. That's not a problem at all.
Thank you.
I think the one thing to remember about the 1% property tax too is that there's a lot of cities. I guess let me back up. Sound Cities Association is 38 cities in King County. It's everybody but Seattle. They have a lot of political leverage, not only with King County, but also down in Olympia. And so when they take a stand on issues, the legislators, King County Executive, PSRC, all of the alphabet soup that's in King County, they all listen. And so, and there's a lot of cities, you get the bigger cities, they don't need to exceed the 1% because they have lots of money. But we don't. That extra little bit, maybe it's only a 2%. You know, that's a decision that's going to be made by the legislature.
Yeah, because this particular thing, it does say 1% cap on property taxes increase with a limit tied to two factors.
And I don't remember now if we talked about it in the budget work study, but it used to be 6%. Every year our property taxes were going up 6%, and then there was a bit of a revolt, so they dropped it to 1%. So for small cities, we need some kind of extra income coming in. So I appreciate your comments tonight. Thank you.
I would suggest Councilmember Pepper to turn the page and then read adjusting the property tax cap, because it talks in here quite extensively. I mean, it's just a little paragraph, but it tells you, you know, this year the legislature exempted itself from the 1% property tax cap for purposes of new school funding, but did not adjust the cap for local government. It's not expected that the state will act to adjust the property tax cap before 2021. So just read that and
Thank you. Yeah.
And, well, the other point, too, is ultimately it's our state legislators that make the decision. So the follow-on to whatever SCA may do or the PIC, I think we have an obligation to be, and we citizens, not just the people sitting up here, we have an obligation to be contacting our elected officials when we feel strongly about these issues, because they will listen to us. Thank you.
Councilmember Weber, do you have a report?
I'll make mine fairly short. I did attend the budget meeting town hall, worked on the flat information that we had the extra time to go through. The one thing that I just want to touch on that kind of disturbed me is during our town hall, we had a young lady come up, first time to talk, very nervous. I felt kind of bad because she was very, very nervous. And one of the things that she talked about and mentioned, and I've heard it from other people too, especially last year, this time, you know, or a little later around the budget time, is how everything was going to get cut off. The police were going to get cut off, the fire, the water, the any services and all that. And she left before I got to mention, but that is not any intent. You can still make decisions as a council to fund those services, those emergency and public services, while you're still working on the budget. And I feel really bad for the people that are out in the public, our citizens, that take that as, you know, it's almost like a fear thing. But, you know, I can say for myself, that was never, you know, any intent. And I would ask, as we move into this next budget season, that some of that rhetoric be kept at a minimum. Thank you.
Councilmember Deedy.
So it was a true fear for me because you were very adamant about your budget and no cooperation. So even staff was preparing, as was your police. So your actions speak very loud at that meeting. So it's something that the city has to take in account and has to prepare for, because you weren't budget. You were adamant about that budget. And it wasn't until finally Mayor Benson came with a proposal of a three-month an extra budget extension. So during that time, it was right down to the seconds. So it was a true fear. It wasn't out spreading a rumor that wasn't needed. It was a true fear that people needed to prepare for. And if my government didn't tell me that something was going to happen and waited till the last second, I'd be pissed. So at least people got to know this could happen.
Councilmember Pepper, do you have a report?
Yes. Last week we got to attend the DKS workshop on Thursday, 10-12, and the town hall meeting following. I had an opportunity on Friday to tour the PP1A subdivision, number one, Friday morning, 10-13-17. I accompanied Mr. Andy Williamson and Mrs. Brenda Martinez, both who were very generous with their time, and I'd like to thank them both. They represent the MDRT and economic director, the city clerk, and the human relations manager, and they were willing to go with me to look at the development property. So I would like to thank you both very much. Tuesday evening, 10-17-17 at the community center, I was in attendance to listen at the candidates forum put on by the chamber. And I will say, when I go, I usually count the house, and there was like probably 70-plus people there. And today for the budget and work study this evening, 10-19-17. So thank you.
Do we have an attorney report?
Not tonight, Mayor.
So now it's time for a second public comment session. Please come up and state your name and your city of residence, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Bob.
Bob Edelman, Black Diamond. I just want to remind Councilmember Weber, I'll address it to the entire, remind the council, that unless we have a budget by the end of the year, the city cannot function. It is illegal for city employees to be doing anything for pay. I'm not even sure they can do it voluntarily if there is no budget. It's stated in state law. So the fear of not having a budget by the end of the year was real. It was a real fear, and some of us were actually preparing for it. Thank you.
Tina.
Tina McGann, Black Diamond. First, I want to say thank you for approving the final plat. That's really exciting for our city as we move forward. Second, I was going to come up here. I was listening to the meeting, and I just kept getting more frustrated as I'm listening to language about not having confidence in the mayor and not approving, you know, to have a spot for our criminals to go to long-term jail. It was really frustrating me, and I just thought to myself, this is never going to get any better. And then a little sparkle, a little glimmer of hope, Councilman Edelman actually sent the council, you know, asking for an opinion on a meeting, a committee that she goes to. And lo and behold, the council went through and actually gave their opinion. And she listened and said thank you and wrote it down. And what an amazing night to hear collaboration. And I'm being serious. I really was not expecting that. I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm not being rude. I'm being honest. It was seriously like, oh, my gosh, this can happen. You can disagree on other things, but you guys, you were collaborating. You were giving your opinion, and you were actually taking it, you know, and you said you're going to go back. And I love the conversation. You said, let's have more conversation. I want to hear what happens. What an amazing night. I mean, I think that's, I'm not trying to be corny here, but that's really exciting that you guys, you know, did that. And it's really, you know, gives me, honestly, some hope, because I'm not kidding. I pride myself in being very nice and being able to work with lots of people and always look at the brighter side. And as the meeting went on, and as I see things on social media lately with the election season, it's really disheartening. It's really scary as a citizen. And that little glimmer of hope just made my night. So I was saying thank you, and I hope we can continue that. We worked, you know, through every issue that way, asking opinion, bringing it, not having it in little separate committees, asking our entire council their opinion and taking that into consideration. I think the city could actually move forward and get some business done. So thank you.
Gary.
Okay, Gary Davis, Black Diamond, Washington, and some of the things that have happened tonight are a cause for hope. However, if certain items are going to be discussed, certain things move forward, if you want it done through committee, the committee meetings are going to have to be announced publicly, adequately, and the council chambers will have to be made available as a place to meet. If you don't do that, things aren't going to happen. And if you decide not to do it through the committee structure, you're going to have to set up necessary special meetings so that those of you who insist on being involved, which is good, that everybody can get together and get these things done. Because it's this bottleneck of not recognizing the committees, not allowing them to meet in council chambers for the meetings that have caused 90% of your problem. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you.
Thank you, Gary.
Is there anybody else wishing? Cheryl.
Cheryl Hansen, representing Black Diamond Community Center. Councilperson Didi brought up that it's Domestic Violence Month. I want to thank the police department for their partnership with the community center. When I'm bragging about all the things we do a lot to that community center. We feed people. We pay Puget Sound Energy. We let them stay here by giving them rental assistance. But just last week, we had a police officer that came with a DV victim. She had to get out. The DV victim we could find a hotel for. She had to have her therapy cat. This is not a joke. She had to have her cat. So the police officer and I had to figure out how we get her cat out of the house and get a hotel with a cat house. Guess what? You come to my place, I got dog houses. I got cat houses. It's true. That officer was great. He was gentle with her. She was crazy, as was her cat. But we got her out. So all I'm saying is, thank you to all of you again for the foundation of that insurance money you're giving us. But we do way, way more that I can't brag about. For confidentiality, I can't talk about some of the issues that come to me, the people that we help. But we do it, and we do it with our police department. They have an agreement that if they don't have the money, we have a hotel in Enumclaw that we'll use. We'll get them the money to pay back those officers that they use their own money because they don't have it in their budget to just get a hotel room. But I do, and we make it through all of you who donate to my community center, our community center. I'm a little bit selfish about that. But thank you for announcing about it being domestic violence month. Sometimes I forget. Every month we have something that we do that's special at that community center. But right now we're partnering with the police department, as we always do, to get these people, the children, the women, and sometimes even men, out of those situations so we don't have terrible deaths in this city. So thank you for bringing that up, Councilman Deedy, and for our police department. They come and they volunteer. They serve food to our people. They love you. And you're a vegetarian. I have to give him a carrot or a piece of celery. I can never feed this man. Everybody that comes to my place is a carnivore. Thank you, Council.
Robin?
Okay, John.
Jonna Thompson, Black Diamond. So I also wanted to say congratulations on passing the Ten Trails plat. That's really exciting. I've been watching the development and being involved in the process for over 10 years, and I'm really excited to finally see some houses go in this spring, and I think it's very exciting to know how much work and consideration and thought has gone into this whole process, and it'll be really exciting to see the next step and actually be able to walk into one of those houses. I also really want to thank Erica Morgan and Pat Pepper for having your first interactions with the staff, and at least this year, perhaps, I don't know if you interacted with the staff more than that prior to this year, Councilmember Morgan, but I think Councilmember Pepper, in the 2 years you've been on the Council, I think this is the first time I've heard that you've gone in and actually met with the staff, and then after you met with them, you praised them about what great work they're doing. So I hope that that trend will continue and that you'll spend more time with the staff because, as has been pointed out this evening, we have great staff who are really competent and want to do great things for our citizens, future and current. I wanted to comment about the political, what can and can't be said. When I was working on the bond with the Enumclaw School District, co-chairing the campaign, we had to be really careful about what things got said in the district and what got said by the campaign. So one of the things I learned in that process is when you're providing facts, that is factual information that can be said and should be said anywhere. So if you're providing facts about council seats that are open or about election date or as Mr. Edelman was, then that's all public information, and that's what Mr. Edelman was doing. So encouraging people to vote, public information can be said anywhere. When you are advocating for an issue or a candidate, that's what you're not supposed to be saying in council chambers. So that's the difference. When it's fact, everybody should be advocating for everyone to be engaged in voting and being informed. I think that's a really great message that everybody should hear. So then the last thing I wanted to say was, Councilmember Morgan, your comments today that you just chose to insert there into the skateboard issue with all your false accusations against the mayor, I'm going to see that as very political. The mayor is running for office, and you just inserted a whole list of things that you do not like about her. I would like a copy of that citation list that you were reading off of. I'd like to request that right now. That was really uncalled for, unprofessional, and you heard the reaction to the audience.
Your time
when
is up.
You were just lying about what was happening.
Robin? Taylor Black Diamond. Layman's terms for budget expenditures could be considered providing services. That's a good way to consider what an expenditure to a budget is you're providing services. We had the emergency roof repair come in, and Councilmember Morgan was not going to vote for it because she felt we needed a budget amendment before we could expend those funds. So now we have Councilmember Weber saying, oh no, we can provide services even when we don't have a budget. Providing services means paying staff, paying electric bills, paying water bills, paying all these things. And if you do not have a budget, you cannot expend those funds. That's the bottom line. Now, early 2016, a citizen brought a complaint for declaratory judgment against the city. After a passage of time, this legal action was withdrawn. City Attorney Carol Morris agreed through stipulation to withdraw the city from that. Pepper and Morgan filed paperwork with the court complaining that the city attorney made this decision to withdraw prior to a council vote. Fast forward to October 11th of this year, and we have a lawsuit filed against the mayor on October 11th. On October 13th, which was a Friday, Morgan through an email reminded council that there had been a public vote to proceed with this lawsuit. On July 6th, there was a vague motion to approve action. And on August 17th, she referred to these in her email, August 17th, they hired an attorney with a vague scope of work. Now, I find it odd that you would approve a lawsuit prior to even hiring an attorney. You should hire an attorney. They do their investigation. You go behind closed doors in executive session, the whole council. You hear the findings. You hear the investigation. Everybody gets to hear. Everybody gets to ask their questions. You come out and you hold a public vote specifically to proceed with legal action. Not some of this vague mumbo jumbo that's hidden in minutes, that there isn't even a resolution online for it. It's in the minutes. I find it appalling that you would consider this to be an open public meeting act, that you would go forward with this lawsuit without a public vote, which tells me you three met in secret and decided to go forward with this lawsuit. What else can we decide? You cannot talk to me right now. You can talk to me afterwards, but not right now. This is my time. That's the thing that we need to surmise from this, is that there was a decision made by three people.
Your time is up. Your time is up.
I'd like to know how it is that you knew about the lawsuit on October 11th. I haven't heard anything about it.
Leslie?
I knew it on Thursday the 12th, but the filing date was the 11th.
Well, I didn't even know that, so that's a
Leslie Cooley, Black Diamond. And I would like to remind the council who was here for the budget session of the calendar that Mae Miller went through. And you'll notice the date down here on number 13 is the final budget hearing, which would be for the public to hear about the budget. Please, council members, get all of your changes to Mae Miller so we can have a good final budget hearing for the public input so that we do not go through the same headaches we had this last year. I encourage you to make your comments during those work sessions so that Mae can incorporate them into the budget and the public can hear the full budget that the council is proposing along with the mayor and the staff. Next, I would actually like to do some comments. In light of what Robin had mentioned on this weird, vague second paragraph that got added to the resolution about around the skateboard, that is not the location to insert that verbiage. If you had an issue with the mayor, the council, two members of the council, as I understand it, could produce a resolution that would make comments, and it would be a separate resolution, not inserting one statement into a resolution relating to something else. I would have thought in your time in council You would have recalled how you should actually produce resolutions and conduct business of the city and not insert topics in the middle of another resolution. That just makes no sense. I'm also not happy with that weird, vague July 6th vote to authorize action. There was nothing that implied exactly what you were, nothing that stated exactly what you were intending, other than you were, I felt you were on a fishing expedition, and I do not appreciate trying to take action without having an executive session to review findings and to actually vote before the public that it's okay to proceed.
Kristen?
Good evening. My name is Kristen Bryant. I live in Bellevue. And I, too, have followed and read many of the items that were just discussed. I just wanted to say briefly that the motion in the minutes regarding action has just been brought up. I think it has a list and of the issues, but I also think that issues related to some of the highly unusual and improper actions the mayor has taken have been stated many times by council members in this in these meetings, and I think that maybe people aren't hearing each other and there's a predisposition to not listen to certain people. And that's unfortunately caused some issues that shouldn't have gotten this far. Kind of related to that, we had a discussion about parliamentary procedure tonight that we heard a number of things, and one of them was that when someone calls a question, they can interrupt, and that immediately goes to the vote. And I'm pretty sure that there are a number of people who probably know that's not the case. If you look at Robert's rules, you cannot interrupt someone to call the question. You have to get the floor, and then you have to vote on calling the question. So, you know, when people are saying things, it's not always exactly as they seem. It's not always something you can take at their word, unfortunately. And finally, I wanted to echo what Mr. Davis said in his public comment. He pointed out that the council chambers have not been made available for the committee of the council to meet. It's my understanding that the mayor won't issue notice of any committee meetings or open the chambers for them, so that does make it difficult for them to meet. And regarding the plat, the final plat approval, that there was all this information about that, I guess council members talked to staff in private during the day with no public present. That's unfortunate because this is a big issue that has been going on for a long time. Two citizens of Black Diamond told me that they found that they didn't think that the plat, the final plat, had things that were required. And I said, I don't know what to do. I guess you ask staff. So those citizens didn't know what to do either, and they didn't get a chance to come to a meeting in here. Thank you.
Jackie?
Jackie Best, Black Diamond. You're going to have to bear with me because I'm not good at speaking up here and I get really nervous and my heart goes up to my throat. But I do this because I'm so frustrated. Gary seems like a very nice guy. I have to disagree with him about the 90% that he was talking about. As I stated before, it used to be there weren't all these private meetings. People came here, they had their discussion here or the council private, and if they had questions, they went to who they needed to, the city, the mayor, the other council members. I mean, so this whole, I almost said a bad word, this whole bunch of garbage is just worthless. I mean, it's a waste of time. As he said, it is a waste of time, but it's not because this room right here is available. It's because you guys don't talk to each other. You don't talk to the city. You guys are not doing your job. So, I mean, nothing is going to change. Whether you guys actually got permission to come in here, I think it would still be the same thing. Nobody, you guys aren't going to say when the meetings are. I think everything is still going to be private. And I just think it's a load of, you know what. That's it.
Mr. Williamson?
Habits of happiness. I'm Andy Williamson. I'm a Black Diamond resident, and I do live in the city of Black Diamond. I'm speaking as a citizen. Anybody who knows George Colburn, and I was fascinated to see him, myself, Mr. Del Sano, and Seth have had the opportunity to work with George on a lot of projects. It would be a great idea if the community of Black Diamond could show up on November 4th at the Enum Bell Library and support George and listen to George's story. If you, there are unique people in this town, and George is one of those people. So I really encourage people, if you can, let's carpool, let's go to Enum Clock, let's show them that Black Diamond people will come out with somebody who's willing to share his heart, what he's learned about the grieving processes, and you'll listen and you'll understand about George. So that's a good thing. Another thing is I'd like to invite everybody in the community, especially the council, the mayor, and all the community members. On November 19th, the Kiwanis Club is again going to host with the PTA the free turkey dinner that we've done eight years now, right? So
what date was that again?
November 19th. And you're going to keep hearing it because we're going to really publicize this. We are moving back to the school. We had it at the community center last year, which was great, and thanked Cheryl and her staff, and they made it all work for us. But we're now moving to the new facility. If we all really believe in happiness, and we all believe in trying to rebuild a community, right, by November 19th, it's time to heal Black Diamond. So please come to the Kiwanis dinner. Be thankful for everybody in the community. Be thankful Steve Israel is going to provide music. There's going to be crafts for the kids. The Black Diamond Art Alliance is doing that. But this is a service club that its first name is the Kiwanis Club of Black Diamond Maple Valley. We're the only service club that has the Black Diamond as the first part of our name. We are formed in Black Diamond, right? This is a thriving thing. So come out, have a free dinner. Bring your kids, bring your grandpa. Have your Thanksgiving on the November 19th. We just want to get people out there. So, again, think about happiness. Come and support George, please, and come to the November 19th Thanksgiving dinner. It is a great for everybody. It is a really a great event. So hopefully we
Andy,
see you there.
Andy, what time is it?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I think we're serving 11 to 1.
Okay, thank you.
But you can get a little bit there earlier, and then, you know, if you're there past 1,
we're
going to put
the workshops are Saturday, 10:30 to 11:30.
Okay.
But that's the Sunday.
This is the dinner.
This is November 19th.
Oh, the dinner. Oh, the dinner was. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's a Sunday. There's no Seahawks that day.
Thanks, Andy.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? James?
James, now Black Diamond. I'm really glad it was brought up that just because something is in print, does it mean it's true or fact? I would like to thank the members of the council. During the last town meeting, I discussed and talked with you about engaging with the city staff and find out what challenges that there were for you to meet with them and I am proud of you who actually did that. And Brian, I'm sorry that you had an illness in your family and you weren't able to participate that. And I hope with the few hours that you have left on the council that you will continue to hold this course. And as you've learned is that this staff has always wanted to meet with all of you and any of you to help you as you gather information so you can make the decisions that you do. And again, I want to thank each one of you for stepping out in virgin territory to do that. Thank you.
Is there anybody else? Aaron.
Aaron Stout, Black Diamond. I just wanted to say I love the good things that are happening in our community. There are sidewalks going down one side of Roberts Drive, and they look great, and it's going to be exciting. And I saw that they even built some steps for one of the residents where they probably plastered their access, and so they have some nice steps there. Also, we've had friends and family come into town and use the roundabout. One of our friends came pretty late at night, and she said that the roundabout was great and the lighting was good, and she was able to really navigate her way through there, so she was very pleased to see that all finished up. You know, it was a little tricky for a while there with the little bypass road, and I'm just very impressed with the finished product there. It looks really beautiful, and I'm just grateful that the city and the staff and the contractors have worked really hard to make that thing happen. I know there were some complaints about the lumps and the bumps and the backups along the way, but as I drove through there, I thought that the flaggers and the workers did a really, really excellent job of moving traffic through and being very polite and really helpful. One time I actually had to walk through there when there was paving going on, and I was perfectly fine to just, you know, walk on the gravel down the shoulders of the road. But they said, no, we don't think that's very safe for you. They stopped traffic altogether, and they escorted me down the middle of the lane. Wow. My 5 minutes of fame. So I just want to say there's goodness happening in Black Diamond. The city is looking great in certain areas, and if we can all be patient with each other as the process moves through, I think we can really enjoy the end product. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. I'm going to address the fact that it was brought up about the lawsuit, and if you didn't know about it, Mr. Weber, that means two council people caused the lawsuit to be filed, which isn't legal. You have to have a majority and in an open public meeting. And in response to that lawsuit that criticized my rolling contracts for hiring MDART committees, there is a countersuit that has been filed against the city council, and the three majority council members, Weber, Pepper, and Morgan, individually, again, another lawsuit. There will be no executive session.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion, meeting adjourned.